Welcome back. Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, I, much to my surprise, the sun did come up this morning. Much to my surprise, when I opened my eyes, there was sun shining. People, midday with Marcus Maben. We're rolling along here on a Wednesday. We are bringing high energy, high intensity. Well, I am at least. My man Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
Yeah, well, the sun wasn't shining for me. So
the fans are here, Steve. Your public Steve,
Steve's
is
fans
here.
Are still in full force.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I hate you all.
He's not going to have any attendance problems.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
People.
It was. It's,
relax, people.
No,
relax.
That's not me today, man. That's not me. We're Steven. On the total opposite ends of the spectrum today. There is nothing relaxing about anything that has happened the last 24 hours or anything that's going to happen the next 24
Steven,
hours.
Steven, I'm going to need you to step outside of yourself for a minute and just enjoy the moment. Take a deep breath. Give a big woo-saw.
Yep, not happening.
We're going to try to use the day to relax the community here, Steve, right?
No, there's no relaxing today. There'll be time for relaxing maybe later this week once we hear all the news. But there's things that's going to go down today that could be very detrimental. I mean, I'm worried. I'm worried, man. I'm really worried sitting here today. I'll be honest with you.
I'll say this, Steve. I will open the show with an important, I don't want to say a disclaimer, but an important understanding we need to have as we do this show. Now, people, we are going to spend this show talking about Tom Jurich, Rick Pitino, the players, the program, all these details. Now, regardless of your affiliation with the university, whether or not it's a fan, whether it's an alumni, a season ticket holder, a fan base that does not like what goes on here at Louisville, you could just be hated. Everybody has a certain relationship with the University of Louisville. People, I will be speaking about these things, and I want you to know, I want to have full disclosure here. I played for the university, in case you didn't know. I graduated from the university, in case you didn't know. I, at a pivotal point in my life, was in a catastrophic accident where the University of Louisville provided my rehabilitation. Financially, they took care of my medical bills. The University of Louisville put together a basketball tournament in my honor, in my name, sponsor. I mean, everything about the university with Tom Jurich and Rick Pitino have literally saved my life on this planet. They have provided a gateway for me to continue on with the structure of my life, to appreciate, enjoy everything that Louisville is to me. So understand that is a disclaimer before you. I almost want to make sure that's in the recesses of your mind before you hear the things we talk about, because it's near and dear to my heart.
No, I mean that's fair, and on the opposite ends of the spectrum, I mean, I grew up a fan. I mean, I think I'm on what the majority of the people. You have a unique vision of this. I'm on the end that's probably the majority.
Right.
I've been going to games since I was a little kid. I mean, I've grew up. This is what I know. I mean, the University of Louisville is what I love. And today is going to be a tough day. Yesterday was a really tough day.
Right.
And I think today's going to be tougher. And I hope that decisions are made today that are right for the university. And that, yes, includes someone probably getting fired. And I hope that number stops at one.
Who is deciding what is right for the university right now? Like 8150, 93.9 is the number. Like, I want to pose these things because this is going to be a long, long road to recovery. And I am using air quotes in recovery. This is going to be a long road. Right now, let's ask this question.
Okay.
What, in your opinion, and in the listeners' opinion, the callers, you can text us. 38, 8150-3139, or you can call in 8150-3139. Who has the university's best, and I mean the organization that is the University of Louisville, right now, in your opinion, who has the best interest? What person in a position of authority has the university's best interest?
Well, and before I answer that real quick, let me just catch somebody up real quick. If you're at work, whatever you're doing right now, Tom Jurich has just arrived at Grawemeyer Hall to meet with the president, the interim president. And I want to say that because that's going to be a point.
A very important
point. I may get fired after today. So I just need to make it clear, though, that there's an interim president.
Right.
So that's happening, and the basketball players and the team are starting to come to the practice facility and leave like they're getting some news.
Sobering. Extremely.
So I didn't want to totally go left, but I feel like we need to let everybody know this is what's happening right now.
Again, and let's do this juggling act, because when you make a point, I don't want that point to run away. Yeah. So hold your point when I say you pointed to the idea of players right now going in and out of the Yum Center, getting the information. People, I am speaking to you from a point of view that I've been there to go see this meeting, right? I've had to go to the basketball office and listen to Coach Davenport or one of, you know, or Coach Crum tell us, we just received a postseason ban. We just received probation. Like I said, if you do remember, I came here after Samaki Walker's car, incident. I was here at the University of Louisville when I had to meet with the NCAA over the eligibility of Muhammad Lesege, right?
Yep.
Like, I was here, so I had to do these meetings with the coach. This is, while you can say, like, you know me, and I appreciate the humor of it, but nothing's funny. Let that be said. Yeah. I do find the humor in everything, but it's not a funny situation here. So you talk, okay, so back to what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that just kind of, that, like you said, that's a sobering thing. And here's where I get nervous today. I don't know how headstrong, just to jump into this real quick, because I'm going to go back to your question too. I've been a total Coach Pitino supporter from the very beginning, as you have.
I've grown.
You've grown into it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about from the Crum.
No. Okay. No, as we have through what's happened the last couple of years.
The more I've gotten to know, the more I say, no, I'm supporting this.
He's been good to us personally.
Very.
So I say this in.
And very appreciative of our support personally.
I won't fight. Let me word it like this. I won't fight the argument that he's gone today, most likely.
Why and why now?
Because I think at this point, it's almost like a relationship where you say, too much has happened. We just can't fix this. I mean, it's not.
You can't let go of the past, and I can't let go of the past. And if we're going to hold each other's past over each other for the rest of this relationship, we're never going to be able to get along.
Right. I think that's kind of.
That was way too uncomfortably personal.
You've
right?
had that conversation before. That's the scary thing. But
not scary. That's a fact.
But the deal
Why
is.
Why you always bring this up, girl?
And I'm not brushing over the Pitino idea, even though it is easy, because I think we're just going to be real on here today. I think it's easy to brush over the Pitino thing, because I think we all believe that there is about 1.1 chance that I lay my head down tonight and he's not gone.
Right.
So, but I will say this. I think if the University of Louisville lets Tom Jurich go today, they're making one of the biggest mistakes they've ever made.
Would it be an emotional mistake? Or here's what I fear, Steve. The reason I opened the show asking you the question, whose best interests are in play here, right? Because there's no secret of the turmoil between, allegedly, let's just say allegedly, to keep everybody comfortable, John Schnatter. Right?
Yeah.
President Postal.
By the way, Tom's already left.
Okay.
He was in there for about 7 minutes.
Okay. Interim President Postal.
Yeah.
Schnatter. The new board, the new governor appointed board. Like, these are all new to the program. You know, like, this is a house that has been intentionally shuffled.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So who is representing the best interests of the athletic program? You know, like right now, it seems like a collection of almost hungry hippos for everything that it, all the money that is athletic department.
Yeah.
It's a hungry hippo grab moment. It, and again, we're not making, this is not accusatory. This is what it feels like. Everybody's trying to get one part of it. Did we get?
No, that was, he's saying, yeah, it's quite a bit. Wow. Well, people, I mean, people want to know. And we owe it to people to say what we really feel.
Right.
I said this the other day, that one thing me and you never do is we're not going to get on here and be, I'm not going to be expected by this station or anybody from any outside influence to say one way or the other.
And unfortunately, we're not getting bought off yet.
yeah, true. So, I mean, that's the point. Right. I mean, and I love this station. I'm not saying that. But the point is, I love this station too, Steve. Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, though.
Kissing
I mean,
up.
I just, I think today that would be a massive mistake. I've seen this university without Tom Jurich. I've seen it with Tom Jurich.
Have you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, a little bit.
Right.
I've seen where it was at.
I get your point.
Yeah.
I wasn't being snarky, but when I say have you, I'm just a little bit older than you, just enough to say the point you're making is right, but I know what you're saying. I know you don't have to exaggerate to say his accomplishments and his, like I said, you hire great minds to do great things with great vision. And he's proven to be exactly that. Tooth and nail, he's proven to be a great mind, great vision, and an executable vision.
I'll say this. And I'm not even going to go here. I'm not even going to go here. Right. So when I say this, there's two names in my head that if I said, that's the only two names that if you told me we're going to step in that position, that I would go,
okay,
I'll give it a go.
Right.
But if you get rid of Tom Jurich today, there's going to be colleges, Mark, there's going to be colleges fire their ADs today. He's committed.
Just for the right.
He's committed no NCAA problems. He has no show calls or anything. Schools, high-ranking schools, will fire their athletic directors today, crawl to the U of L to get him.
Again, I'll say what you're saying in a more emphatic way and remind you people, right? Like, revenue generating sports is the focus. But every time you start talking about NCAA and what it is as a, it's so much more than the revenue. It's the university and all. He's mastered he's been at the front line and mastered the efficiency of Title IX altogether. And again, that's my nice way of phrasing. He put money into every other sport and every other facility outside of basketball and outside of football to make the university grow. That was a revolutionary idea.
Yeah.
You're going to build a lacrosse complex where? What? Who? With whose money? And he was allowed to do that. And he was allowed to grow the university by 300% in one decade, in two decades, right?
Yeah.
Like a revolutionary. Pissed everybody in the city off when he came with these ideas, right? So back to the point you're making and what we're saying.
Yeah.
Who in a higher position has the university's best interest? Is it your new board? Is it your interim president who said on Drew Dina's show he would like to become the permanent president, but was placed in that position?
But think about that, what you're saying right now. An interim president today could let go the Hall of Fame coach, which again, I'm not saying I totally disagree with that one. We'll see. But an interim president could let go of the Hall of Fame coach. And a guy that has been known as possibly the best athletic director in the nation. An interim president.
Over a decade. Over two decades.
This guy may not be here in a year. actually probable won't be here.
You're right. Even if you said 50-50.
Think about that. And is going to make these decisions. That's why I say.
A board, not just the president, a board as well.
I feel like that Tom Jurich should not be under question until I'll say this.
A permanent
Tom Jurich's job. Yes, Tom Jurich's job should not be in question until you have a permanent president. Rick Pitino, on the other hand, there's a extenuating circumstance here that maybe you do. But but an interim president cannot let Tom Jurich go. I'm not okay with that.
You're almost at a point where you question the legality. Okay. Like, think about it. The board that's currently in place is only in place because it would have been seen as too disruptive to reestablish the law.
Yeah.
It was ruled that the board in place was illegally put together. Right?
Yeah.
The board in before, it was said that they were illegally dismantled and the new board really wasn't legit. But you had to, you know, solidify or legitimize their position.
Again, I want to read this.
And this is not an attack?
No, it's not. It's not. But again, we're going to have a lot of stuff kind of happening live. Right. So Michael Eaves, ESPN, says Louisville head basketball coach Rick Pitino has told members of his coaching staff he expects to lose his job over allegations in the Cardinals basketball program involved with the FBI. A source told ESPN's Michael Eaves that Pitino knows it's coming after a staff meeting of the basketball coaches Wednesday morning in Louisville. So I just wanted to kind of pass that along because, I mean, that's the inevitable. I think we all know that. I mean, I think we all know that that's coming. So, and again, like I said, not sure I'd totally disagree with that one.
Sean, thanks for joining me on 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
Hey, buddy. Yesterday, my opinion of this would have been totally different just because, you know, it's the first initial shock and everything. I'm hurt. I'm wanting everybody fired. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Today, I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. I think the whole basketball from top to bottom, head coach, assistant coaches, I don't care if you carry the balls to the court, you need to go. But Tom, if we're going to rebuild this program, he needs to stick around. And the only reason I say that is just because, like you all was just saying, he's done so much for the university. I just think, and rightfully so, Rick Pitino's a Hall of Fame coach. I think that he gave him a little bit too much. You know, he stayed away from the program a little bit too much. And Tom didn't see what was maybe going on right under his nose. And maybe that's the only fault people could have for Tom. But I do believe if he gets another coach in there and he actually, you know, put his nose more around the program than what he did with Pitino, I honestly believe that we can build this program. And us fans are going to keep the program built up.
Right.
Because Louisville has true fans. I mean, hell, we went from 86 to 2013 without a championship, and we still walked around with our heads high like we was winning every year.
Easy, Sean. Don't throw no shade. Don't make me feel bad, man.
Well, no, I didn't mean that personally. I'm just saying that we walked around with our heads high like we was winning championships yearly. Right. I mean, we love our basketball here in Louisville, and that doesn't change just because a coach is gone. But I do believe all of them need to go in order for us to rebuild this program.
Listen, Sean, I appreciate the call. I mean, Steve, I expect to hear a lot of that today.
No, I do. I think a lot of people are on board with what we're saying, whereas I'm not going to. Would I fight for Rick Pitino if they kept him? Probably. But I'm okay with him going. I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm okay with it. I mean, at this point.
You know what? And I will rephrase what you say in my opinion, because at the end of the day, maybe I agree with you. But again, people, this is what you're saying. You're saying that you're responsible for what anybody you hire does underneath your roof. So any management who has anybody under his umbrella of employees, regardless of your track record, right? Because think about it. This is when you say you want Rick Pitino fired, you're saying the FBI proved he didn't know, and everybody went through all these circumstances to make sure Rick Pitino didn't know, but you still gotta fire him just because he's over the umbrella.
Right.
The next step is Tom Jurich, right? So that's like, you have to realize how ridiculous this is, what you're doing here. At the end of the day, you're saying parents are going to jail for what your kids do because you should have known, or you should have raised them better or something. You know, like,
yeah,
this is going to be uncomfortably awkward the more you go up the ladder. Because at what point do you say, okay, well the president got to go?
Well, that's the thing. The president is is kind of a hold president at the moment. I mean, that's where you, I mean, that's one of the problems you run into. Right. So I will say this. You asked a question earlier. Who do you think has the best interest in mind?
Yeah, in a powerful position.
In a powerful position. And if you want a name in particular, and we haven't even talked about this, but one name I will throw out, and it's, and I'll say this, it's one of the two names I was talking about earlier.
Right.
I think Junior Bridgman is one.
100% agree.
That I listen to. And
he recused himself from the board.
Yeah, I do think the name, the reason I went ahead and said that name, the other name I will not say, I'll never say on here. So, but that's one of the names I talked about. If something did happen today with Tom Jurich, Rick Bozich brought it up about there's talk of, if something happens, there's a growing thing that for Junior Bridgman as the interim AD. I do think Junior Bridgman is in a place of power, and I do 100% think he has the best interest of the University of Louisville mind.
Yeah, address the elephant in the room. You don't feel like this guy is going to be in a position where he's looking to capitalize on the desperation.
No, Junior's doing okay. Like, he's all right. This isn't a...
Why does he have a commercial on this show?
Yeah, no, I mean, I
Mr. Bridgman, I need you.
Yeah, I mean, so, no, he is one that I do think would have the best interest, and I would feel comfortable going to sleep tonight knowing, okay, we're at least in good hands. I do know that. So, I mean, just as far as throwing names out there and different things. But I mean, so it's...
Oh, okay, but isn't that scary in itself?
Yeah.
Isn't that scary that one guy that's not even on this board is one of the only people in a position of power that you know unequivocally has the best interest of the university? Is this the point where you need to have more I don't want to say booster, but yeah, like booster meetings, you know, like you need to pull your resources of everybody who cares about the university right now.
Yeah.
And have these meetings. And I want to be a part of these meetings because I've been getting calls about potential replacements.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like our voices towards the good of the university. You tune in here because, you know, we talk about this stuff every day. We know all the players involved in the university. We're shockingly connected and shockingly inside this entire situation. Let me go to these phone lines. Philly Carl, thanks for joining me on 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
Man, let me set the tone for the show, man, to get these callers right today, man. I listened to just about every show that was on yesterday on 93.9 all day long, and it was making me sick to my stomach. It was sickening listening to these fans talk about they want to give back a season ticket. They don't know what they're going to do. They're not going to support the game. Look, let me tell you something. Penn State had the worst scandal ever in college football, man. And RIP Joe Pop, I will never stop supporting them in the line. So for these fans to be like, they aren't going to support it, you got to think about the kids. It is just sickening to listen to. When you go to church, man, you go to church because you love the Lord. You don't go to church because you love the deacon and love the choir directors, man. It is just sickening listening to these fans. So hopefully when they call today, they'll get more support for the Cardinals. If you're a Cardinal fan, then you're a Cardinal fan. Stop all of those foolishness, man. I think y'all was popped off the air, man.
Listen, I appreciate the call. How much emotion is it going to be? How much emotion I'll give back my text? Do you know, just to personalize this, people, do you know with my evening, like I make it clear, you know, I frequent one or two spots and, you know, I get my work done and I pull out a notebook and people, you know, pretty much leave me alone in my little corner, in my little cubby hole, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know a guy returned to a restaurant 3 times, Steve, just so he could voice his displeasure with the University of Louisville to me? A guy literally came to a restaurant 3 times hoping that I would be there so he could tell me how mad he is about the program. How does Steve Rummage react in a situation like that?
I'd say, dude, look, at some point, man, get out of my face. Like, I can't do this today, man.
I had to personally listen and be the recipient of that kind of vitriol. I mean, this is a thing. Vince, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Yes, sir. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Yeah, I'm a little hurt, of course, like yesterday, but today I'm healing. At the same time, I want to recognize the real. Tom has never got caught doing anything. Nothing. I don't think he's done is built this university up.
Support his coaches.
Support his coaches. That's the only thing he's guilty of is being loyal to his people. So at the end of the day, we need a young, fresh. He don't even have to be all that good. Basketball coach. They come in, rebuild the university. You know the basketball program. Keep us coming to the games. We're Louisville. We're going to go to the games anyway. We're going to buy the athletic wear. I don't care if we're wearing Russell Athletic tennis shoes. We're Louisville. We'll be all right. We're going to go to the Yum Center. We're going to buy beers. We're going to be cool.
Listen, I appreciate the call. I mean, Steve.
Yeah.
He made a statement and he said he don't even have to be that good. That's what Vince just said, right? That's how frustrated people are right now, where they're saying things like, go get a coach. He doesn't even have to be that good. That's emotion.
Yeah, no, I think so, because I mean, I think if Coach Pitino's gone, I mean, I almost don't even want to have that conversation today, because I feel like that's going to be the conversation the rest of the week. Is now who takes over, because you are going to still have a top 10 team. Now, we all assume Bowen will never play,
right?
But I don't know that that's fully the case. I mean, I think there's a scenario he could pay the money back and serve a suspension and still play. I mean, I don't know for sure that there's no scenario that Bowen will play.
I wouldn't even entertain that.
I'm not saying I necessarily would either.
FBI.
Yeah.
Once you say FBI, listen, Steve, we're going to make a rule right now, and this rule will get you fired and me fired and Brian Hall fired. When any conversation is involving the Alphabet Boys, you know who the Alphabet Boys are?
I haven't dealt with them very often.
When you start talking about the Alphabet Boys, you're ineligible.
Yeah, I mean.
You're permanently ineligible to be discussed here on
I mean, I agree. I'm just throwing the scenario
Alphabet
out there.
The boys came for you.
Yeah, but the kids are going to be the victim. Like, that's not – so you're not in any – if anything, Tugs Bowen becomes a story of, oh, man.
Of exploitation.
And if I'm Tugs, I get on the TV and go,
I can't believe this was going on.
They just called me, and I didn't know anything was happening. And so – but with all that being said – I mean, there is names. Obviously, people have talked about David Padgett being retained.
And only because he wasn't named.
Only because he's the only assistant. I mean, he could be gone today, too. I mean, he was the only assistant wasn't named. I mean, so we can do names all day of coach. I know who I would prefer. We'll talk to him before. I mean, I know his name's already been thrown out, but I don't want to throw him out there. So, but it's, I don't know. He used to coach you. So that's your business. But I'm just saying, because I don't know what
you
do.
I will 100% say it right now.
Okay.
If the name has been floated out there on other shows, if you hire Coach Scott Davenport, you will have my 150% support.
I agree. 100%.
I've heard that name. And again, I've heard it under the pretenses of caretaker of program, right? Like, I 100% agree under the pretenses of caretaker. Like I wouldn't even explore Coach Davenport wanting to attack the job as a long-term job.
Right, right.
That now, because I'll be more critical of him, you know, during that conversation.
Yes.
I'll be critical on every aspect of Coach Davenport as coach in the University of Louisville. But as caretaker, as negotiable with Bellarmine, you know what I'm saying? And Bellarmine can be in good hands because he has good assistants. And, you know, like, I'm just talking about realistic possibilities as an instant emergency move. I would 100% support something like that.
Yeah, no, and me too. Me too. I think I would be on board. I think Scott Davenport can
do. And at the very least, he needs to be on the board of people who select.
Oh, 100%.
You know, he needs to be on that board.
He needs to start having more say. I think Scott Davenport's the type of coach that could take this team that is still loaded, may I add. He's a guy that could take that team deep into the tournament. So,
boy, see, I agree with you.
I'll say it.
I think X's and O's, Coach, I mean, when you got that much talent, this will be the most talent that Coach Davenport's had on a team that he could coach them. And, you know, most people say, you know, he's happy at Bellarmine, and I agree.
Oh, he is. He's
such a loyal guy. I can't
bring him and Felton over?
I just can't see him leaving Bellarmine. He's too loyal. Unless he has a guarantee that he has a shot at the job, not just an intern. He's not coming just to be the intern.
Okay, here's what I heard. And we won't fire very far down this road. This is just a name.
Yeah, because this is going to be the conversation, I promise you, for the rest of the week. Yeah, absolutely. And it won't be long because the season starts in a couple days.
I'd say they have a new head coach by next week.
Here's the thing. When you say loyal, right, the reason when you say loyal, the reason I don't think this applies to him is because he's loyal to the city.
He is.
Without going down the tentacles of how bad this is for the university and the lifeblood, the reason these boards have been shuffled around, the reason there has been, you know, a death battle to stir up this athletic department is because they're the financial lifeblood of the city, people. This is the most powerful sports city in all of college sports when it comes to basketball, right?
Yeah.
So when you say loyal, Coach Davenport, yes, loyal to Bellarmine, but more loyal to the city of Louisville, right? If you let this thing fall apart and if it goes into shambles, Yum Center, financial district, the generation of all the money, if it takes a huge hit, the city takes a hit. The commerce of the city can get sucked dry if you let some bad decisions get made.
Yeah.
So you understand what I'm saying?
No, I do. I agree with you.
It's almost like a civic duty.
Yeah.
If he's called upon to serve for the athletics of the University of Louisville, that's something he can't deny.
And let me calm everybody down who is on the – because there is a portion, and rightfully so, that's going to say, wait a minute, you know, we're still Louisville. Like, we should go get a Greg Marshall from Wichita State.
Right.
Or go get, you know, the Billy D thing's not happening right now. I mean, he's got a squad. So,
you mean your new squad?
Yeah, my new
you
squad.
You are such a bandwagoner,
yeah, so,
Steve.
I mean, he's got a team.
Oh, I represent OKC. I'm going to literally punch – the new wave Oklahoma City fans every chance I get.
And let me say this. And I'm gonna try not to make a lot of your
Facebook
friends.
Live. You can tweet your shoot us your questions and comments.
I'm not going to elaborate a lot on it, but don't send me another message suggesting Kenny Payne. I'll be perfectly happy.
Brian, line me up on those calls.
If that never happens again.
how much Kenny Payne?
And that's nothing against Kenny Payne. Because I think Kenny Payne wouldn't be a bad choice if this thing ain't over yet. Like, let's just make sure, you know.
Right.
I'm not accusing him of anything because I think Kenny Payne's a stand-up guy.
Right.
I think he would do a good job.
Yeah, we get your
but
point.
But Kenny
though.
Payne's big calling
he's a good recruiter.
He's got ends with Nike.
Everybody.
No, thank you.
Everybody who's a good recruiter right now is scared.
Oh, thank you.
Damon, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, well, see, y'all just touched on it, and that's what I was thinking about. If I'm Tom George walking into a meeting today, if I still have my job, and me personally, I think that everybody should go. I'm just tired of scandal after scandal after scandal. I'm always going to be a Louisville fan, but I'm not always going to be a Louisville fan. If we
you don't care whose fault it is?
Yeah, of course I do. But at the same time, it's like I'm saying, I'm a Louisville fan. I will always, you know, support the university. But if we keep people in positions that allow things like this to happen, then you know, that changes things. But if I'm Tom Jurich, I can't fire Pitino because everybody's a suspect. The investigation is not over. So you hire somebody else in to be an interim coach, and then you find out that they're involved as well a year or two down the line. Everybody's a suspect. The only real option would be Scottie D, but I would hate to do that to Scottie D. I mean, why are you going to make Davenport send somebody into a recruit's living room and tell them that Louisville was the best place for them when we don't even know the sanctions and stuff that are coming down? I mean, I would hate to do that to Scottie Davenport. We're talking about a major impact on sports at the school, right? Because we don't know what the NCAA is going to do in response to what the Fed found out.
Right.
So any conversation about a new coach is mute right now at this point because all of them are still suspects, and you would have to go to the D2 ranks or to a former pro player or something like that. So if you're Tom Jurich walking into a meeting, you can't fire Rick Pitino right now.
I don't think Tom Jurich is firing Rick Pitino right now. This is coming above Tom Jurich's head. I mean,
yeah, and that's what it would have to be. And because, I mean, right now there's nobody else that can take care of this program. You talk about trying to find a coach that'll keep this program relevant with two-star athletes because you won't be able to recruit very well because you might be on more postseason bans. Rick Pitino could do that. But I don't know about any other coaches right now that would be able to do it, and especially any that we would be able to get because everybody's a suspect. I wouldn't be looking at any of these guys until the FBI figures out exactly everybody in the NCAA that they're going to charge.
Right.
And that would be a long term. So you'd have to do Scottie Davenport. That's crazy, but I'll listen to you guys, but thanks for the time.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I appreciate the call. Here's what I don't want to happen. Let's just say hypothetically. It's not really that hypothetical. Tom Jurich has made 100 hires, right?
Right.
There's been 100 jobs hired under Tom Jurich, right? Andre McGee and let's say these two assistant coaches that are named in the FBI report. That's a 97% success rate on hot. No. We'll throw cracked over there. We're still talking about 4 out of 100 hires.
Yeah, but that was a strictly... I mean, yeah, that was just a bad fit.
But yeah. you're getting my point.
Everybody in the country wanted Kragthorpe too, by the way. Let's throw that out there. He was the top.
Are you getting my point, though?
Yeah,
I don't want this to ever turn into, if you hire 100 people who work for you and 4 of them turn out to be either bad fits or get into some trouble, be careful when you say the whole program has to clean house. When 2 people out of 100 embarrass you.
Well, because I think you said it. I mean, if we're doing the whole program has to be clean, then I think you're saying if you're interim president right now, you're basically, I think you're condemning yourself to being fired because you're saying we need to clean the whole thing, which means we need, if we need Tom Jurich out, we need a whole new regime. We need Rick Pitino out. We need Tom Jurich out. We need Postal out. We need a whole new regime from top to bottom. I don't think you can stop it if you're going the Tom Jurich route. The Rick Pitino only route, I can get on board with.
Dana, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to touch on this deal about Tom Jurich. I pray, like, really, really hard that Tom Jurich is not let go. And the reason why I say that is this, is because, number one, I mean, if you look at what has transpired over the time that he's been here at that on that campus, not just with basketball and football, he has transformed that campus, let alone the athletic department, into what looks like an actual football campus and not a couple of streets with some gravel lots and silos.
Right.
Everything that is down there is because of Tom Jurich and his vision for the University of Louisville Athletic Program. The reason why we have top coaches in other sports other than football and basketball is because of Tom Jurich. Right. You cannot tell me that Dan McDonald is the baseball coach at University of Louisville because he just likes the University of Louisville and he sees the upside. No, he's there because of Tom Jurich. And everyone that comes there, I mean, they're so, the coaches in the other sports are so loyal to Tom, and they stay because of Tom. We had an Olympic-style swimming coach that stayed there because of Tom Jurich. You can't tell me that other schools have come knocking on the door of those coaches because they produce and their players perform. The other schools have come knocking on the door and they stay because of Tom Jurich. You let Tom Jurich go, the other sports are going to suffer.
Right.
I mean, football, basketball is already suffering. I mean, let it suffer. We'll build it back up or whatever. But if you want to get a coach in here to help to build the basketball team back up, Tom Jurich is the man to make that happen. Look what he did with the hire of Rick Pitino. That was a shot out of the park hire. Nobody else can do it. Now, is it going to be hard to get a coach in here that's decent enough, that's going to be able to recruit and get us back up to where we need to be in 7 to 8, 7 to 10 years? Absolutely. But if anybody can do it, I put my trust in Tom Jurich. And if you don't, then you're already going to have basketball suffering and everything else is going to suffer. And as far as the next person, I mean, Scotty D, he's great. We love him. He's good. But is he going to be able to get into the living rooms of those kids that we need to get into to persuade them that Louisville's going to be the spot to be? I don't know how much he's on the recruiting trail.
Right. Dane, I got to move along. Sorry about that. The call lines are blowing up here. I got to get to these commercial breaks. But here, let me say this as well. There's not a situation where you're not throwing money at Dan McDonald. Like, think about that. You have probably the best coach, the most successful baseball coach of the last 10 years, right? You didn't get that hire by throwing money at him. You got the hire by identifying talent, a skill that people pay billions of dollars for, to identify who has it and get them at a cheap price over and over and over again. Dan McDonald, Rexy Karma, Jeff Walls. You know what I'm saying? Undervalued gems who will lead your women's program to be top 10. Baseball, College World Series. Tennis making runs. Volleyball making runs in national championships. Soccer, like every hire outside of the, and we're talking about outside of the revenue generating sports, have been cheap home runs. You've made the university millions just by making smart, fiscally, you know, great hires.
And to Dan's point,
deal, that's too.
Do you? I mean, one thing is, I mean, they've stayed because of Jurich. Now, I mean,
which has saved money.
For instance, Bobby Petrino has a clause in his buyout or in his contract. His buyout goes down if Tom Jurich is gone.
Right.
I mean, like, you're not. Do you keep Dan McDonald next time? I'm not speaking for Dan McDonald or any of them, but I mean, do you keep Jeff Walls next time somebody comes around? I don't know.
Absolutely.
I think you're playing a dangerous game with that.
Jeff Walls would be at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Jeff Walls would be at Tennessee if it weren't for Tom Jurich right now.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
No, I think that's fair. Yeah.
Vince, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, Marcus, just two quick questions. One, do you foresee big time player defections? Nobody leaves. Everybody stays. The new recruits just come in. Do they stay or go if Rick Pitino's let go? And just a quick, just to throw a name out there, how about Milt Wagner as just an interim short, you know, a stopgap until you get a full-time coach? Because I don't know. I just always liked Milt Wagner as a player. I think he was an assistant under Tony Barbie. And then I think he followed him to Auburn. He has a little bit of coaching experience. And once again, thank you for taking my call.
No, Vince, I appreciate it. I can't answer that.
No, well, especially the first part, because, I mean, you know, you just don't know. I mean, the first part's going to – I mean, the recruits that aren't here yet, yeah, I would go forward assuming that Simons and Ramey, and I would probably erase the – I hate to say this, but I'd probably erase those names out of your mind.
Right
at this point, if you're a U of L fan,
I don't know, Steve, because I was one of the hottest recruits.
Yeah,
doing it, and we were under the cloud of probation, and I still came here because I wanted to.
No, I understand, but and no, I agree. And you did.
But the stakes weren't as high back then. You didn't know how high the stakes were.
No, I agree. And I think, though, if they still come,
I wasn't being sarcastic, too.
No, I know. You were right. No, you're 100% right. But I'm saying, as a fan, you should assume they're not coming. Now, as far as defections from his team, that's going to be awful hard to do 2 days before the season starts.
Oh, no, not yeah. this year. No,
but that's what he was asking.
They worked too damn hard
yeah.
all summer to pack up and leave.
Yeah.
No. If that was your question, absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
No. Well, he asked both. I think he was asking off this team
unless
right
there was
here.
If there was a federal pardon that said you could pack up and go start playing for somebody else tomorrow.
But I mean, there's a lot here. I mean, you start to go down the list. I mean, we all love. I mean, you've heard. Guys like Fred Hina. Does Fred Hina lose his job today? Does Ray Ganong lose his job today? I mean, these are guys that we've seen, we've talked to in hotels, we enjoy their stories on TV. I mean, this isn't just Rick Pitino.
Let's reset the conversation. 8150-939. Oh, Eric, let me clean out the phone lines first. Eric on 2. Welcome to 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm a huge Rick Pitino supporter, as you know, and obviously, I think, no matter whether he knew or not, he has to be gone just because of what's happened. As far as our replacement, and I think if we lose Tom Zurich, that's the biggest mistake the university will make. And I'll stand by that 100%.
Right.
But I think somebody, if you just need someone to go in there for a short period of time, you don't want somebody that's in with shoe deals, you don't want somebody, why not go for somebody like Tony Williams? Somebody who doesn't have a lot of experience as, you know, being a college coach, but you're not looking for someone to do a lot of recruiting at the moment because of what all's going on. You just need somebody that knows the game of basketball that can come in and keep the ship going. I think Tony Williams would be a guy who could do that. And so that was kind of – and I know that he would be interested in that. So it was that was just kind of the name that was coming to my head. Obviously, Scotty would be great, but I don't
believe
Scotty would leave
Bellerman. Eric, hang on just a second, man. I need to come in with this. By all means, it looks like that Jurich that they let him go this morning.
Eric, I appreciate the call.
So, move along. I don't know. I mean, that comes from a pretty reliable.
Right.
Yeah. He's done. So.
So, breaking news. Well, I guess we won't call it absolute breaking news, but we will say
it happened. It happened.
Right.
I can tell you 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
That Tom Jurich has just been his service.
Yeah. This morning, that's what the meeting was about. So,
which would explain how short of a meeting it was.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
When we come. Well,
no, I mean, no. Just go.
We're at the top of the hour.
Just go.
Just keep on rolling.
Just go. Yeah, no, just go. I mean, that's fine. Let's all take it together, because that's what we may be doing for the next little bit. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, what do you do? Okay, so now we can have the conversation. You can start the conversation now. I mean, because we were hypothetically earlier. I mean, if Tom Jurich is no longer in. I mean, the names floated around Junior Bridgman to be an interim AD. I think that's pretty good. I hate that we're going to be in a spot where we're going to have an interim president, an interim AD, and an interim head coach for this basketball
team. And an interim board.
I mean, it's a frightening day for a true U of L fan. It's a really scary day.
It's a scarier day when an athletic director can be voted out due to an assistant basketball coach's shady dealings with a recruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
National, like, perception has become so dominant in the world we live in that you can actually get fired for hiring a guy who hired a guy who hired a guy. Who did something they weren't supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean it is, and I'm sorry. I mean, y'all can hear it in her voice, I guess. But no, I mean, it's. I mean,
if you had to guess,
you're right.
Think the removal of Tom Jurich was Tom saying, if you let Rick go, then I'm going.
No, I think he got removed partially because he said that before. If he was guilty of anything, it was being too loyal to Rick Pitino at times.
Right.
I think it was 50-50 that and 50-50 a little personal. I just think that's the facts. So,
right.
For whatever reason, I mean, that's what they chose to do. So here we are.
For those of you just joining us, apparently they have removed Tom Jurich as athletic director of the University of Louisville. Again, now you are basically your infrastructure. It's all in interim capacity. Larry, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Oh, God. I'm in shock, guys. That's all I can say to you guys right now. I'm in total disbelief and total shock. I was up there 2 weeks ago. I had a nice little visit with Tom Jurich. Talked to him for a few minutes when I was up there. Saw Coach Pitino. Saw the players. Everybody was happy-go-lucky. And this bombshell hit us 24 hours ago. I just don't know what to do. Yesterday, I wanted to burn my jerseys, burn my hats, but I'm not going to do that. L1C4 all my life. I'm going to continue. That university's got to get it together. That's all I can say. And I'm so disjointed and confused right now. My grandson asked me last night, how come Coach Pitino got that kid without spending a dime on recruiting, like he said on Terry Miner's show? Now we know the whole truth. Coach Pitino might not have known. But this is the third time, guys. Three strikes, you're out in baseball. I guess that's the way it is at U of L. I love my university, and I want to thank you guys very much for giving me the platform every day to express my opinion about the University of Louisville. And I just hope we come back. I mean, it's going to take a while. And I don't want really Scotty Davenport to come over there because that would be selfish of us. Somebody's got to rebuild it, but I don't want it to be Scotty. I want him to stay at Bellarmine and build that program the way it's supposed to be built, too. So, listen, I'm going to get off here, quit rambling. Talk to you guys later.
Larry, I appreciate the call.
Now, I will say this. Let me say this real quick because I don't really disagree with Larry very often, but I don't think it's selfish if you give a guy a opportunity at one of the top six programs in America. And say it, because what if Scotty D comes in, you go to Final Four? Well, guess what? He's not just a placeholder.
Right.
He's not head coach of the University of Louisville now.
Right. And again,
so that's not. I get what he's saying, though. I get the premise of what he's saying.
And again, I focused on anybody coming in is going to have an impact on the commerce of the city. A crumbling athletic department will transfer into a lot of financial discord in the city. That's a big fear of mine personally. Wait, did I hit Mike? Mike, thanks for joining us. Or Alex. Is this Alex or Mike?
Hey. Yeah, no, it's Alex.
Hey, okay, Alex, there? Sorry about that. How's it going? Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Nah. Fire away.
Nah, I just wanted to ask a question. You know, now that obviously, you know, Tom is gone, which sucks, I thought they would get rid of Rick. I didn't want them to get rid of Rick, but I thought they would get rid of Rick and leave Tom. What do you think about Mark? Like, I mean, I know I was telling Brian, like, they'd be kind of, like, crazy to fire the dad and hire the son, but what do you think? Do you think Mark stays with the university, or do you think Mark goes? Because I think Mark just has just as much influence as Tom had.
I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see any way. I think the whole staff would go.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I was like, I don't think Mark would take it because how do you fire
no,
the dad
and then
hire
the
son?
No, he won't be offered it. I think that's the problem. I mean, there's been an obvious rift between the two. Right. They're not going to turn around and offer his kid. I mean, they're just not. There's no way.
Not to mention Mark.
They're going to go somewhere else. Mark and they're going to have a great program.
He's going to be the hottest up and coming AD name.
He's going to be a great AD somewhere. And if Tom chooses to, I don't know his age, he may decide he don't want to. They're going to have great programs.
He's going to support Mark Jurich somewhere.
Yeah.
And Mark Jurich is going to get hired and do a great job somewhere else.
They're going to dominate.
They're absolutely going to dominate.
They're going to go somewhere else and dominate, and we're going to watch it. So,
Mike,
fun.
Thanks for
fun
joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Marcus and Steve. Thanks for you guys for all you're doing in the station. You know, there's a mixed all the shadows and the downness that we're all feeling right now. There is some excitement with freshness that will come into the program once this all clears the air. With that freshness, as a fan, I can only hope that, one, we don't replace one Tom with a Tom Crean in that position. And I hope that maybe dollar beers are offered at the Yum Center as a kind of a repaying of the fans.
Right.
And I hope Billy Gillespie is not on that list to replace Coach Pitino. Lord knows that never works out well. We just got to keep our heads up. We'll get through this. This is one of the callers said earlier, this is in no way, shape, or form any worse than what Penn State went through and that horrendous.
Right. Mike, I appreciate the call. Brian's breaking in. We got to move along.
Oh, no. I was going to say, I want to give a shout out to somebody as a potential assistant, not necessarily a head coach.
Are we doing this, Brian? Are we starting to politic for spots already?
Yeah. This better be good because I'm ready to throw something through the TV.
It's your boy. How about Tony Williams get on the staff?
You didn't hear they already threw his name out there. Come
on. He could be out there. He was a great coach at Doss, and then you throw him on there with Scotty D.
No, listen.
Throw him on the staff.
Every name is being thrown out.
I think he deserves a chance.
I am not against any name that's going to be thrown out. But you know what? I will say this. It's going to be totally uncomfortable throwing out any names as potential replacements right now. We are in a Tom Jurich part of this conversation.
Yeah.
And Steve, there's something I wanted to revisit real quick. Like I said, I didn't want to get too sidetracked on the potential replacement part. You said it. Beginning of the show. Has your mind changed since the beginning of the show when you said maybe there's a bit of relief in the air? Maybe there's a bit of relief that the process of building as opposed to hanging on will start. Because I do say this, people. I've been one to always say when you are getting chased, it's kind of like watching the football team. When they're ranked too high, it seems like they're always running to stay ahead. You're running from something. You're dodging something. You have a cloud lingering. Now, the challenges in front of you, at least you can see them. At least you know they're coming. At least you can strategize for what you're going to have to do. Now you can start planning and say, okay, this is what we have to do. We have to hire, you know, we have to solidify this position. We have to hire this position. We have to begin this search. We're not voting on who should be hanging on. Rather move forward. Are you at that point?
No.
Has it changed since this morning?
No, not at all. Not one bit, man. I don't know if I trust leadership. So
right.
I don't know that like I said, a guy like Junior Bridgeman would make me feel a little better as far as I believe he does have the best interest at heart for the university. But you're how close are you from being a Virginia? From being a...
That's so bad?
Yes, from not being able to compete in football, from having a
that's 2 out of 3 years
middle of the pack basketball team. I mean it's that's
right.
What I say.
But that was the point I was making when the caller said you don't even have to be that good. You know, like think about this though, Steve. I want you to compare and contrast when you talk about the viciousness of scandal on the psyche of the fan base. Right, it's vicious. A fan base may be willing to accept being a Virginia.
Yeah.
Boring, grind it out.
By the way, Rick Pitino is at the president's office right now.
But scandal free.
So you assume that he's probably about to be fired as well.
Yes.
That's.
Chaz, thanks for joining me on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, guys? First and foremost, I'm just beyond upset that they're, you know, Tom Jurich is the man that, you know, has created everything. If you drive down Floyd Street, everything is because of that man. I'm not against getting rid of Coach Pitino and letting him ride off into the sunset, but getting rid of Tom Jurich is not the answer. He has done everything. And what people don't realize is a lot of these coaches that we have, these top-notch coaches, are here because of loyalty to him. And it worries me that we're going to lose guys like Walls and McDonald and Lola. So, you know, it's a sad day. I don't care what anybody says. Tom Jurich is not the man to go because of one or a few incidents with the men's basketball program. It's not widespread. And I'm beyond ticked off. You know, I'll be out there on Saturday to support my Cards. And if you think about all these fans that are saying that we should boycott the football team, they did nothing.
Wait a minute. Who said that?
There's been a lot of Twitter ramblings, Marcus, that we should boycott the football game on Saturday, and I just these kids did nothing wrong, you know, and I'm beyond ticked off at the interim president thinking that he needs to get rid of it. You know, what's going to happen when we replace the president in a few months with a permanent president? So you guys have a good day. Like I said, I'm just beyond mad right now about losing the greatest AD in the country.
Now listen, I appreciate the call. I haven't heard anything about boycotting the college football team.
No, I mean, I'm sure there's people that...
At all. But that's just me.
I mean, I'm sure that there's people that are...
Maybe I need...
That are throwing it out.
I need more followers. I need to follow more
look,
people.
Here's the deal. A lot of people...
At Maven 939.
I mean, look, there's a portion of people that are going to be thrilled.
Right.
You know, that this is going on. But the majority of people are going to be very upset with this administration.
No, listen. And I mean... The thrilled people could care less about the real success of the program.
Yeah, well, that's why they're thrilled. They don't care about this university. I mean, they don't care about... I mean, you
right.
know,
that,
it's...
Yeah, listen, because I'm... And I'll tell you. That guy who chased me down at that restaurant yesterday just to tell me that, you know what that is? That's guy who buys season ticket just to have the right to say, well, I buy season tickets, so this guy should be fired and that guy should be fired. He's the guy who fires somebody every single day, and he's habitually disappointed with the program. You know, just that guy.
Yeah.
And that guy could care less really about the
I know.
Some people are just miserable in successful situations.
I know. And that's where today I don't know, man.
Cool right. Guy Don, thanks for joining me on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on today. You know, it was a rough day and a rough night, and it's been a rough morning. As a Cardinal fan, I just wanted to call in. I kind of hung out last night by the radio just listening to the wall-to-wall coverage, and I, you know, appreciate ESPN for offering it. And I was listening to those other guys on there, and I was like, gosh, I wish this was Marcus and Steve. I was hearing it from that switched over to 680, and they kind of got rough on us. But I just think it's irony. And the fact that Rick Pitino was one of the only coaches really calling out these shoe companies for backdoor deals, and he's the only head coach who's on the line for it right now. They said they did a 3-year investigation, and we caught it at the very tail end right. of it. And after the 3-year investigation, they still didn't have really a Nike school or a big-time football program to put into it. So it just that's kind of shocking to me with the level that the FBI could go to. And we were just at a point where we were going to erect a statue of Tom Jurich. It seems like just a couple of months ago, and just to hear about him leaving is just it's super sad. But I vote for Tony Williams, DeJuan Wheaton, Marcus Maben to go ahead and take over the program until further notice.
I appreciate the call, but unless you want your coach going to jail for physical violence against these children, you don't want Marcus Maybe.
Yeah.
I'd be the worst coach to ever be on the sideline at the University of Louisville.
By the way, Patino's already out of the meeting, so you assume right, that right. was just a
and
you're
and,
gone.
And he raised the point. He raised the point about the irony of Coach Pitino being the only guy who's been calling out the shoe companies straightforward, you know, without unabashed calling out of the shoe companies. You know what I'm saying? And again, people, we'll reset the story and start it with the FBI proved to the lengths of which the assistant coach or the Adidas rep went to hide it from not only Rick Pitino, but also Tom Jurich, right?
Yeah.
This is an FBI. You know, evidence, right? But he said something, and I Marcus Maben will not point to any other school or any other recruiting practice and say they do it too. I don't play that game. I do not play that they do it or it's rampant or anything like that. But you know what game I will play, Steve? I will play the game that says. You expect me to believe that there's a 2-year FBI investigation with wiretapping and bugging of hotel rooms, and the fruit of a 2-year investigation is an Oklahoma State assistant coach, a Auburn basketball assistant coach, right? A USC assistant coach and the Adidas rep for international marketing. That's a 2-year wiretapping FBI investigation, and 2 days before the season starts. That's what gets thrown out to the public with that little diagram. 2 years, Steven, if you wanted to catch shoe company deals and shoe company reps and agents, you follow around the top 60 players on any given weekend in the summer. You don't even need wiretapping subpoenas to catch what you caught here, right? So for that to come out 2 days before the season starts, and you get four basketball names, and it just so happens to be connected to the biggest shoe deal in the history of college basketball, and you say 2 years wiretapping, bugging, you know, full investigation. That's fishy. That's catfish smelling fishy.
Yeah, I mean, by the way, there's a press conference set up for 1 o'clock.
Of course.
President Postal said Jurich and Patino will not be there, obviously to announce that they've probably both been let go. But
people, they pay Brian Hall tons of money to tell me, Marcus, you have to go to a break.
I got to keep you online. You know, I understand there's a lot of news, but we do have to, thank our sponsors sometimes.
Midday with Marcus Maven. Quick commercial break. 8150-939 is the number on 93.9 The Ville.